And so, as I was saying last time, it always seems I come into these conversations somewhere in the middle, as if I had wandered off somewhere, which I did. Where did I go? Oh, I don't want to go there. Living with ADD, there's all these thought trains, and one is always just ready to leave the station. And I'm going to catch it. Yes, excuse me, I'm going to catch it. I could see the conductor's head sticking out of the cab window. I know his hand is just fidgeting with that door lever, getting ready to shut in my face. Excuse me, I'm going to get that train. I'm going to keep my job. I'm going to make it on time. Excuse me. Oh, yeah. I made it. Oh, and look at that. An empty seat in an empty row. Oh, it's not so bad after all. As I sit down, I notice my fellow passengers' heads deflected in homage to their personal devices. I deflect my head. My device is in my pocket. I'm calling out to the savior of sleep. The savior of sleep. The savior of sleep.
You were just taking care of your children.
I turn to see my father. The fact that he passed from this earth 10 years ago is not available to my dream mind. As I look beyond him, and then above and around, we seem to be at the bottom of an immense jungle gym, with the bars receding forever into the darkness so that I could climb and climb and never get anywhere. Dad, yeah, I was taking care of the kids, but I didn't know it would come to this. I turn back, and now I see my teacher, a professor. This is not like anybody I've ever had in a classroom. It looks like Dr. Einstein.
Shh. You're making this with your mind. Let it go. Follow me.
And now we're walking outside. His hand is on the knob of a door. We enter it.
You must talk to these people.
He leads me to a stage. There are people out there looking at me, waiting for me to say something. Those people are you. And I tell you,
I was just trying to catch a train.